Shalom, shalom. This is Dr. Akiva Gamliel of B'nai Noach Torah Institute, and we're in the discussion entitled Jesus' Birth as Viewed from HaTorah. And we're beginning with Lesson 2, the commands. Do not intermingle seed. And our discussion is in the loving memory of Mrs. Florence Edkin, Mr. Lee Daniel, and Mr. George Belk, and Mrs. Ethel Hannah Sikash Belk. May they rest in peace. Dear ones, I know that from the first lesson you could ask this question. Well, we talked about the natural order of things, Dr. Akiva Gamliel. What does that have to do with Jesus' birth as viewed from HaTorah? We're going to get to that. We're still working on laying a foundation. Here, in our second lesson, again entitled, The Commands, Do Not Intermingle Seed, we're going to look at three pasakim. The first pasak is found in Vayikra, Leviticus, Yod Chet, Bet Gimel. That's 18:23. The second is Yod Tet, Yod Tet. That's Vayikra 19:19. And again, these are my translations. We read, and with any animal you shall not give, that is, have a sexual exchange to defile yourself through it. And a woman shall not stand before an animal to copulate with it. It is defilement. Now, when we think in terms of defilement, it's not too difficult for us to recognize that having a sexual reunion with an animal is bestiality, that it's inappropriate, that it's profane, that it's an abomination, that it's wrong. That we can relate to. The concept, however, is that the natural order of things is that each species is Kadosh, it's holy, it's separated. And when that species, God forbid, intermingles, then it's no longer separated. It's no longer holy. And as we learned in the natural order discussion, the world was destroyed because two malachim came from the Hashemayim and had a physical relationship with women and with animals, God forbid. And this began the terrible downfall, and this concluded the terrible downfall of the world that was back in Noah's time. And so what we have is a prohibition. This is a Torah prohibition for B'nai Yisrael and for B'nai Noach. And this is not to intermingle seed. So we can understand this concept. We can probably also understand the concept that, you know, malachim are not supposed to have relationships outside of their sphere of kedusha. They're not supposed to have relationships outside of their area. In fact, malachim are not supposed to have relationships at all. So we have here the introduction. The introduction is sexual exchange. The introduction is mixing seed. And we're talking about mixing seed from two separate species or more, God forbid. If you look at this particular pasuk in Ivri, in Hebrew, you see it says, Uvchol, and with any animal, or and with all, behema, that's animals, lo titain. The word lo titain means to give, to allow, to permit. If you look it up in Strong's, it's 5414. Shechavtecha. Shechavtecha is a word that talks about sexual connection, cohabitation, carnal intercourse, effusion of semen. That's located in reference 7903 of Strong's. So what we're trying to do here is we're trying to say, just because you might not know Hebrew, you might not be aware of Ivri, you can get an idea by looking these words up. Then, of course, the other word that I wanted to point out is the next to the last word, Tevel Hu. And the word Tevel means confusion. It means perversion. It means abomination, an unnatural mixture. And it's very important to recognize what is Tevel, what is a perversion, what is unnatural, what is an abomination. So on the one hand, we recognize that HaTorah says, don't do this. Then on the other hand, we have HaTorah saying that this is a perverse thing to do. This is an abnormal thing to do. And so it's really important for us to keep the focus on the abnormality of this act. Now, there are all different levels within the universe. There's all different levels within creation of plant life and human life and of spiritual life. And when God created this world, God created this world with separations everywhere. And these separations are evident in the species that God created. And that's really important to understand that. And so it doesn't matter what level, whether it's the lowest worm life in the earth or insect life or it's a malachim or a cherubim or whatever it may be, there are separations. And each separation represents a species, a sphere that is not intended to intermingle with other spheres, with other species. And so if that happens, God forbid, as it did in Noah's time, that's called intermingling. It's a violation of HaTorah. It's an abomination. It's perversion. We want to go to Vayikra, Yud-Tet, Yud-Tet. And there we read the words, keep everything. Now, keep is a word that represents guarding, that represents heeding, that represents observing and protecting. And if you're looking at the pasuk in the Ivri, in Hebrew, the word that we're looking at is tishmaru. And tishmaru is the third word of this pasuk. It's et hukotai tishmaru. Et hukotai tishmaru. And tishmaru means to guard, to keep, to watch. This means that we're supposed to be very conscientious. We're supposed to be very careful. We're supposed to be very observant. It's a statute. It's a law of God. It's a law of HaTorah. Keep everything from Aleph to Tuf of my statutes with your animals. Now, dear ones, I want to tell you, this is not just with your animals. Kedusha, again, is on every level. And when you're dealing with logic of HaTorah, and you're looking into the hermeneutical definitions, you can take something on a lesser level and apply it to a greater level. And so in this particular case right here, what you're looking at is you're looking at a prohibition of animals, but yet it applies to every sphere. It applies to every species. And that's important to understand. You might begin to see where we're headed here just a little bit. Do not mate them with a different species. When we see the word lo, if you look into this pasuk, you're going to see word 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth word is lo. Then you're going to go down to the last part of this pasuk, and the third and the last word is lo. And the fact is, you've got word 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, that's lo. 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 is lo. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 is lo. So in this two set of pasukim, we have three commands, do not do this. That should get our attention. So what are we not supposed to do? Do not mate your animals with different species. Your field, do not sow your field with different seeds and with a different garment mixed with wool and linen. Do not lift up. Do not put it on. So what we have here is three separate areas. Think of this. One is not to even take a garment that has wool fibers and linen fibers that have been blended together into this garment and to put it on. It's called shatness. That's forbidden by HaTorah. Why? Because it violates the natural order that God established, that God set up. And that natural order is not to be violated. It's forbidden. It's perverse. It's an abomination. So we see that even in a simple thing. And it's not really simple. But we might think of it in our own minds as being simple. And something as simple as a garment that's mixed with wool and linen. Now, dear ones, any time that Rebbetzin of Elea and myself purchase garments, if the garment is linen or if the garment is wool, we have to have a special test on the threads to make sure that the threads of that garment do not violate this part of HaTorah. Think about this, dear ones. Think of how the Creator of the universe is establishing, identifying, stressing, and giving us boundaries of how to honor the natural order of His creation. Here we have God on a very high level. And God has written this in the Torah, given it to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's been passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yehoshua and to the men of the great assembly and to the, you know, to the Novim, to the prophets. Here we have this very, very important series of commands of HaTorah that God is saying, do not do these things. God is making an issue out of protecting and maintaining the natural order of His creation. He doesn't want it messed with. He doesn't want it altered. He doesn't want it changed. He wants it to be the same as when He created it. He doesn't want it different. He wants it malakto. He wants it completed. And so having said that, we now have to recognize that God has gone to a lot of detail to explain to us we're not to intermingle the seed of animals. We're not to sow different seeds into the earth. And we're not even to wear a garment, and a specific garment of wool and linen, where wool and linen are woven, are blended together. By now, it should be very evident that the Creator of the universe has gone to a great deal of detail regarding the prohibition of mingling seed. We know that in Vayikra Yudchet Bet Gimel, that in 18:23 there are 15 words in that pasuk. And we know that in Vayikra Yudtet 19:19 there are 17 words. So what we have is we have 32 words in HaTorah. Now, in the particular pasuk 19:19, I would like to really draw our attention to a couple of words. So I'm going to read this entire part so that you can follow. Et hukotai tish meru bechem techa lo. Now that's one of the lows, the forbidden. Tarbia. And then the next word. The next word is kilayim. Kilayim is found three times in this pasuk. And I want you to look at that word. It's number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's the seventh word. Kilayim means different mixtures, crossbreeds. But the reason that I would like to draw our attention to this particular word, kilayim, is because it represents a tractate of the Mishnah. And that's very significant. It's significant because nine chapters in the tractate of the Mishnah, Kilayim, discuss these two pasukim, these two verses. And it goes on for a number of pages. My particular commentary is 100 pages. And the whole concept is that every detail of the observance of these commands is discussed frontwards, backwards, upside down, inside out. Every detail is examined. Now, we have to ask ourselves, if you go to a lot of trouble to basically write some commands out, to write some rules out, and then you go to an enormous amount of trouble to give the oral Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu so that he understands every specific detail of what you want accomplished and what you do not want to have happen. There's a reason for this. And that's the point that we're building to. We're asking, what is the reason? What is the purpose? Why is God being so incredibly specific? And we're going to discuss why God is being so incredibly specific in our next lesson. Right now, I think what I'd like to do is just to talk about the intermingling of several other types of seeds. We know that we're not supposed to intermingle the seed of a horse and a donkey. We get a mule. We know that we're not supposed to intermingle the seeds of plants and trees. And grafting, we're going to talk about it in a minute. It's forbidden. We know that men are not supposed to mix their seeds. We know that humans are not supposed to mix their seeds with animals. We know that Malachim are not supposed to mix their seeds with humans. So we have to ask that question. If God is so incredibly strict, and God is strict, then would God even consider mixing his seed with a human? I think the point that we also need to recognize is that God is Echad. And Echad means that God does not reproduce it. God does not have seed. Now, we know that we're to maintain holiness in the uniqueness of our species, our separation there. But we recognize that God as the Creator is holier than us. And that if God holds us to a specific standard, that we are forbidden to do certain things, what standard do you suppose the Creator of the universe will follow? And this is the point that we need to be aware of. We talk about engrafting trees. It is forbidden to take one tree and engraft it in another. But it's all based in the same exact principle of not mixing seed. Do not bring a tree that's an apple tree and a peach tree together and engraft them. That is halakhically forbidden. Well, for right now, we need to conclude, and I want to thank you for joining with me. We'll get into the holiness of our Creator, Mitzvah Shem, in our next discussion. Shalom, shalom.